Welcome back to the TravStess Podcast. We're your hosts, Kim and Aaron. We are healthcare travelers and the creators of TravStess, and we are coming to you live from our 23rd country, Argentina. Woo! And we're going to talk all about the journey, how it's been, all while getting live sounds of Buenos Aires outside. So here we go. Well,
so we are here in Buenos Aires in our shitty hotel. Listen, if you're in Buenos Aires,
don't stay at 5411 Soho.
It is.
Well, okay. The room is nice. The shower is nice.
The AC is freaking on fleek. It's cold.
Correct.
It's very cold. But there's no Wi-Fi. Like, we literally, like, we had better Wi-Fi in the middle of the freaking mountains than we do at this hotel in the middle of the city. We can't even, like, I can't even get on to check our Delta flight.
No, I can't. It's insane. And it's saying we have full bars and everything. So I checked the download speed and it was like 0.25. And, like, it's just horrible, which we've been disconnected for a very long time. And so when you go to a city, there was expectations that I was going to be able to get on, and, like, I can't even download my Delta app. Like,
yeah.
So where many things.
They don't give you water.
Like, no.
It's just a freaking shit show. And in Patagonia, we could literally just drink water from the sink because you're drinking straight from the glacier. But now we're in the city and we can't do that. And, like, they won't refill our waters. And anyways, it just.
Where are you speaking like
this?
I
don't know.
You have this weird announcer voice.
I feel weird.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
We feel very bizarre.
Wait. Why are you bizarre?
I don't know. I woke up from my nap and I just feel, like, funky.
Okay. Maybe we should stay in.
No. Okay. We keep going back and forth because Kim's been sick, like, for days now.
Well.
And tonight is, like, the number one steakhouse in Argentina.
Okay, let me put to
if not the world. Little,
well, probably, right? Because Argentina's known for its steak.
Yeah, I mean, it could
so
be.
So could be. So, a little backstory. We were in El Chalten, which we're going to get into all this, but we're hiking, and this was, like, what, the last 3 days, I guess. It's, like, every time after I eat something, I get really, really nauseous, and I throw up, which I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, by the way.
P.S. So I've just had, like, this crazy stomach issue. And, like, we're in Patagonia, you know, where they don't really have access to a lot of, like, vegetables and fruits and, like, clean food. So, like, we've been eating a lot of meat. And then coming up to Buenos Aires, we're eating meat. Like, it's just a very meat-forward diet that I've been on for the last 3 weeks, and I don't know if it has something to do with that, because
you don't eat that much meat.
No, not at home. Like, I eat, you know, a lot of vegetables and eat pretty clean.
Lentils and black beans.
Yeah. And so it was after our hike when I had this salami sandwich, which I haven't had salami in so long, which, P.S., I used to freaking love. Like, I would slam some salami and cheese sandwiches with lettuce and onion and oil, salt, pepper, garlic. Oh my God. But I haven't had...
Especially at Publix.
Oh, God. Those were the days on white bread. But I haven't had salami... I haven't had that in years. Mm. And so the only option they had for packed lunch was a ham sandwich, which will never... Could not get that down. Salami sandwich. Or they did have a vegetarian option.
Which was lettuce and cheese.
Lettuce, tomato, and cheese, which,
right,
which I just can't fuck with that.
No,
I'm
and if you're hiking 17 miles burning 3,000 calories, like, you need something.
Yeah, I just don't think I could even stomach it. I don't like tomato. Like, the lettuce is rotten. It's just, no. So I opted for the salami sandwich, and then after I had that sandwich is when my stomach really started to hurt.
Yeah, but
so,
you were feeling like crap the entire W hike.
No, I wasn't feeling like crap at all. I was tired. I hadn't slept in 5 days.
You were tired?
I was tired. But physically, like, I was fine. My stomach didn't hurt. Like, I didn't feel sick. I was just tired.
Okay.
So, which leads to this. This is our final night here, and I booked Don Julio's, which is, like, what Aaron said. It's supposed to be like the best steakhouse.
Well, and for all of you guys that know, we watch Somebody Feed Phil a lot, and we went back and watched the Argentina episode, and he always ends at like a cool place where he brings all of his people that he met there for a final dinner, and it was at Don Julio's.
And it was already on my list from a blog that I read. So right. I was like, ooh, okay, we're definitely going here.
And all the Argentina people, I know that they're on a TV show and they probably wouldn't be like, this place sucks. But like, they were all like, this is the best steak in Argentina.
Yeah. So I booked us a reservation like a month ago. And we are so excited. It's our final dinner. And I'm so... We also did this Argentinian experience last night. Which was, hold on, we'll get it. I just want to say, which was amazing, but it was also like a lot of meat and a lot of wine. And like, I woke up and didn't feel well again today. So I'm like, dude, like, the last thing I feel like doing is going and eating at a steakhouse tonight. I'm so staked out. I'm wined out.
She keeps trying to get me out.
So I keep, so full circle back to where this conversation originally began. I've been trying to talk Aaron out of going tonight.
Are you sure you feel up to it?
Well, because you're like, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
I'm not feeling too well. So I'm like, are you sure you want to go tonight? Because honestly, like, I just want to, like, curl up into bed.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm going for you as a supportive and loving wife. Because I'm definitely not going for myself. Although, I probably will order a steak because it's my last one.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go out with a bang.
And I've been eating a lot of steak because for this night. Because I wanted to see if there is a difference.
So, you're comparing, basically.
Yeah. So, I ate as many steaks as I could.
Oh my, was that your reason?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say, too.
I have a steak every day.
I have. And as you heard, Kim and I were saying Tyred, I do want to, like, point out that this area of the world, God bless these people, they speak English, because Kim and I would just be screwed, which is another thing that we're just like, I have to learn Spanish. Mm-hmm. I have to be able to speak. Like, it is sad watching these people try to like communicate with us, and we don't know any enough to get, you know, at least a general conversation. And so, but I've noticed that Peru, Chile, and Argentina, that cared, tired, that E-D-R-E-D, it's very tough to say, and so they always say like Cared or Carved and Tyred, and so that's become my new thing, Tyred.
I love it.
I'm very okay. Tyred.
So let's kind of go back. So we mentioned kind of on the last podcast leading into this that this was our best our first trip traveling alone in a while, and or traveling somewhere new.
Yeah.
And because we host group trips, we have been for the last 2 years, we've been going back to the same places like over and over again, really.
Mm-hmm.
And which is not usually what we've ever done before, but that's kind of been like our traveling, right? It's like hosting and leading these group trips. So this year we were like, okay, like we really want to have to go to some new countries, to have some new experience is for ourselves, and to explore some new places and kind of just like mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not only just for ourselves, but also to research some future Travsess trips, which are always fun, which is kind of why we're here too. Like, it's a fun trip for us, but we're also researching a potential Patagonia highlight trip. Instead of just doing the W trek, we would do kind of a mix of some different things in both Chile and Argentina.
Yep.
So we're here kind of on business, if you will, but it's just the two of us, so it's also just a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I mean, the last time we did a quote-unquote research trip or travel, we had Joe and Sarah with us, which wasn't on our own. So it's, like, it's been a long time.
It's been a really long time. Mm-hmm. And it's been really, really nice.
Yeah.
So we took the bus over from Puerto Natales over to El Calafate.
That's actually hilarious because we heard through translation, through whatever, from, you know, we had our people on the ground in Puerto Natales book this bus for us. And Kim and I both heard them say 3.5 hour bus ride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, maybe Kim said it to me and I just like locked it in the brain. So 3.5 hours go by and we're not even close. And so we left at 3. And Kim booked us a rental car to go pick up at 6.
We're going to get there.
I know, but I'm just saying. So, like, we're like, oh, well, no big deal. Like, we'll just get there later. But 5.5 hours. But the bus was super easy, super nice. Now, granted, there was, like, nobody on the bus.
There
so
was 4 people.
There's was 4 people. So it was nice. We had, like, the whole bus to ourselves, basically. So, beautiful countryside. I didn't have to drive. And it was comfortable.
It was funny because, like you said, it was 5.5 hours, which we were just like, what the hell? Like, was not expecting
no.
at all. We're like, are we going to get there? And it's crazy because the whole 5.5 hours, there's nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
We are in the middle of nowhere. Like, that is Patagonia. It's wide open spaces. There's, like, no stops. There's no towns. There's no civilization. There's no, like, pull over and go to the bathroom. Like, it is just open road. Mm-hmm. And you're like, are we there yet? Like, there's no sign of anything. But the bathroom had a bathroom. And yeah.
The bathroom had a bathroom?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
The bus had a bathroom. And it was super comfortable, easy. We had to cross a border, which was our first border crossing. That was really easy. It was like this shack in the middle of nowhere that we just, like, they pulled the bus over. We went in with our passports and they, like, looked at our passports. Chili stamped us out. We got back in the bus. Drove 5 more minutes, pulled over at, like, another little shack in the middle of nowhere, and that was Argentina, and they, like, stamped us in, and that was it. It was
yeah.
so easy.
Piece of cake.
I don't know what I was expecting. I was like, oh, that's it? Okay, we're in a new country.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like,
it was nice not having to stand in a long line in an airport.
Yeah, it was freaking easy.
Yeah.
So then...
Okay. Almost too easy.
I know. I was like, is this legit?
Yeah, there was nobody standing outside. There was no guards. There was just literally a gate that, like... Something you see in a parking lot.
It was someone's house.
Basically.
Like, it was really bizarre.
Yeah.
But so then we pulled into so you have to take the bus to El Calafate. So we pull into town at, what, 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we were going to be there at, like, 6. We'd go pick up our car, get a little supper, go to bed. And we pull in at 8:30, and the whole town had, all the electricity was off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pitch black.
I have no cash.
Oh, we have no cash. So then we're like, when we first get there, we're thinking, okay, let's get a cab to the hotel. We didn't really know how far the hotel was, and we didn't have good service. So I was like, oh, I'll get Wi-Fi at the bus station. But all the electricity was off. So they had no Wi-Fi. None of the cabs could take cards because nobody had, like, service, right? Mm-hmm. But then one cab guy who said he could take our card, but he was like, you're... Basically,
0.2.
Yeah, in like his
200 meters.
He's like, it's right.
Just walk.
He's like pointing. He's like right there.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay. So we walk in the pitch black
on a dirt road with our suitcase,
and you really couldn't see shit.
No. We had our flashlights out from our. I did. Kim had her headlamp, but I was shooting.
No, I had my cell phone.
I know. We just had our cell phones out.
Yeah. Aww. I didn't have a headlamp.
No, you said you had it in your bag.
Oh, yeah, so but that like, felt like too much work to get out. You know, I was like, not doing it.
Well, you got to mention, I mean, it's 5.5 hours. I luckily got a ham sandwich.
Oh, of course you did. Freaking ham sandwich.
Through distress. But got it. and literally had to fight for my life for a ham sandwich. So I got my ham sandwich. And Kim refused to eat anything else in the store because it was so bad.
And it was.
So I was like, yeah, but I'm starving and I'm feeling
sandwich.
Sick and like I need some food now, like stat. And so I fought for my ham sandwich and then Kim sat 2 rows behind me.
No, actually, that was the best move of the whole bus. I should have sat behind you the whole time because I like got the window and then I could spread my legs.
Okay. Are you a lot lizard?
like. Put up my legs, I guess, not spread them, but I could like put them up. It was so comfortable.
Okay.
And I ate my freaking trail mix, which I swear to God.
If I have another trail mix,
I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah, I think I'm leaving it here. I can't even look at it.
Like thinking about it, I can't even look at it.
Please don't do that noise anymore.
I can't even look at it. So I had a little bit of my trail mix. So then, but we were still like, oh, we'll have time to eat dinner when we get there. didn't arrive late, got to our hotel, pitch black, electricity's off, and we're just like, fuck, dude, like, yeah. All I wanted, and again, this was the day after our trip, so.
Yeah,
like,
everybody left that morning.
Our trip ended, everybody left, we had a wild night the night before, a full day of just, like, drinking and hanging out, woke up early, everybody left, then we get on this 5-hour bus to another country, so, like, we were just, I was ready to take a hot shower, put on clean jammies, have something to eat, and like crawl in bed and just like
watch. Well, on top of that, the night before we came from Sierra Baguelas, which I didn't even get a shower.
Oh yeah.
And then we literally drove that morning, was all day at La Peninsula riding horses in the same clothes, didn't have time to change for dinner, went in our clothes to dinner, then went out that night, and then I took a shower at the hotel, which was nice, but it was like rush.
Yeah.
Whatever, so yeah, I just kind of wanted like my own space.
Yeah, just to freaking like chill. That was the point. Like, we were spending one day in El Calafate, and the only reason we went there was because that's where the bus went, and then we were picking up our car. So, and then we were driving down to El Chaltan. So by the time we got there, the car place was closed. So we couldn't go pick up our car. Go to the hotel. Electricity's out, which means no Wi-Fi, no hot water. Couldn't fucking see shit. Yeah. No food. Oh, and then we end up trying to go find town.
Downtown. They were like, oh, it's 5 blocks.
We were on a freeway in the pitch black.
We almost made it, though. We were so close.
We ended up, it felt like we were on a freeway. We were like, I was like, listen, I'm so tired. I'm just not going to eat. Like, I don't have the energy for this. Plus, town, the electricity's off. Like, who knows what's open? Like, I just, so tired. So we end up, we didn't know where we were. So we turned back around. We go back to the hotel. But the next day, when it was daylight, we went downtown and we were like, literally, we could see the curve.
We were one turn away.
I'm like, we would have just kept going. And there was like a pizza place right there on the corner. We could have just went and got a pie.
Yeah.
Whatever. We went back to the hotel, hungry. And the electricity.
I think I ate a Snickers.
Oh, yeah. You ate a freaking Snickers. Like, so random. Which, P.S., I think that was my Snickers, because I was saving a Snickers for something special and it's gone.
Yeah, it was your Snickers.
You ate my Snickers?
Yeah, when are you going to eat it?
For something special.
What defines special?
I don't know. I would define it when
it would still be here.
You just eat my Snicker bars and drink my sodas.
Dude, it's survival of the fittest in Patagonia,
it's
okay?
It's like so mean.
Survival of the fittest.
Gosh. Anyway. Okay. So, and then luckily the electricity came on, and so we were able to take a hot shower, we crawled into bed.
Yeah, it came on while we were walking back to the hotel.
Yeah, so we're like, damn, should we turn back around?
Like, boom! Like, all the street lights came on, everything. It was like oh! Huh.
Yeah.
Here's El Chaltan, or Calafate. Yeah. Nice.
But we were so freaking tired. We were just like, whatever, screw it. Went to bed, woke up. So then we're like, cool, let's go pick up our car and head down, and the only plan for that day was we were road tripping down to El Chaltan because it's like a beautiful drive, and that was really the only plan, and then we were spending the next 3 days in that town. So we go to the airport, that's where we had to pick up the car, and there's like, which was very odd because there was a lot of different car rental booths that were like the same
literally
name, and we're
like 9 car rental booths.
Yeah, it was really weird. So we were like waiting in line, and the guy was like, nope, you got to go over here, you got to go over here. So we're like bouncing everywhere. We finally are like in line. We stood in line for over an hour.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
And there was this Asian couple in there, and she is like,
screaming.
You would have thought that she found out one of her children died. Like, it was blood curdling.
Crying.
Screaming, crying. And I'm like, am I in a hospital or a car rental?
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
It was bizarre. So we're like, what happened? So come to find out, they gave her car away.
Mm-hmm.
So she was beside herself. And they sat in there. I don't know what the heck they were doing. They just sat in there, like.
And screamed.
Crying. And so we were like, okay. It was like one guy waiting. Finally, it's like our turn. And he's like, oh, you're at the wrong place. You have to go back next door. Where the other guy told us to come here. I'm like, listen, what, now it's noon. I'm like, come on, dude. So if we finally go over there, they're like, oh yeah, Gibson, oh no, we gave your car away because you never picked it up yesterday. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Because I texted on WhatsApp and you just kept responding in Spanish, and I said, sorry, we're not gonna be able to pick up the car today. We are coming, but we'll be there tomorrow because the bus didn't get in till late. And it was just all Spanish. They're like, sorry, the system automatically, if you don't show up, then they cancel your reservation. So they canceled the reservation, and then they had no cars. No booth out of all the 9-10 booths had not one car.
Yep.
Which is why the lady was screaming and crying.
Well, which is crazy because, I don't know, maybe it's like, I felt at that moment that Kim and I had reached, like, traveler pinnacle, right? Like, we both were waiting in line, and we had heard the story that they gave that lady's car away, and Kim and I both looked at each other and were like, they probably gave ours away, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, it sounds about right. Like, we didn't pick it up yesterday, they gave our car away. Like, it's just how it works, right? So, we stayed, like, extremely calm, and it's funny because I actually kept wanting to just say, hey, like, to the lady that was screaming, like, this isn't fixing anything. Like, what's your next move? Like, start trying to figure out your next move. And they just kept looking online and trying to book through different car rental places. And I don't know, maybe it's like they were, it was, I think, like Mandarin on their, like Chinese letters on their computer. I could see it. And like, maybe they didn't speak good English or something. Like, I had no idea. Yeah. Like, it was sad though, because they were like, stranded. I
wanted
guess.
To help them, I know, but I didn't know how. Like,
so Kim and I actually stayed calm, and the guy was like, we gave your car away. And so I basically just said, okay, so like, what's the next move we can make? Like, how can we fix this? What can we do? And he just kind of like stopped, and like Kim started talking to him and being like, is there somewhere else that you know of that we could get a car? And he was like, yeah, maybe in downtown Calafate. And we're like, okay, like, who do we go to? And he was like, I actually have a friend, let me call her. And so he picks up the phone, and or he said, you can call her. And Kim was like, can you just call her and tell her we're coming? And he was like, yeah, sure. So he like gets on the phone, he talks to her, and then she texts me, and she's like, we have a car for you. Like, you got to be kidding me. Okay, cool. So all we had to do is we wasted the money to get to the airport, and then
one day of the car
yeah, that we lost because we canceled and didn't show up.
Well,
and so
more than a day, but yeah.
Really?
We paid $80. So we lost $80 from that car rental.
Yeah.
Because that's what I had to put like down or whatever, and that's what they took.
And so then we rolled into town, and this girl helped us out and got us a car.
Which was so funny.
And she was cool too.
She was so cool. And it was at a hotel, which,
yeah.
So we pulled up, we took a cab there to the address she gave us. And I'm like, this is a hotel. Like, this seems sketch. Like, it's not a car rental place. It's like literally someone's hotel or a hotel. We walk in the lobby and we're like, we're here for like a car. She's like, oh yeah, come in here. And it was like this random little room that
beside the reception desk.
Yeah. And yeah. I guess she's renting cars from the room. It was like, yeah, a freaking closet. And she was like, okay, the car is getting washed and we filled out the paperwork. And she's like, it'll probably be about 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, is this legit? Like, yeah. I still was like, I don't freaking know, dude. This seems sketch because this is not where I would expect to pick up a car. Like, we would never have found that on our own, right?
No.
And then we ended up walking and getting a sandwich.
Some cash.
And then
that sandwich was good.
Oh, I'm sandwich out. Like, oh my God, I can't even freaking think of it. And it was a vegetarian sandwich with lettuce and tomato. And I think it had something else on it, like eggplant too, which...
Squash.
They need to up their... I obviously get they don't have access to fresh produce. But anyways, the bread was freaking pulsing.
Oh.
Pulsing.
Pulsing.
Then we came back after our lunch, and there was a beautiful, white, clean Fiat, yeah, sitting outside waiting for us. And yeah, she's like, all right, have fun.
It had like 29,000 kilometers on it, which is literally like nothing miles.
Yeah.
It was like brand new, still smelled brand
so
new.
So nice.
It was a stick shift, which thank God I drive stick, or else we'd have been in trouble.
Yeah. But it was just like, okay, well, here we go. And I think it's just, again, another lesson that it's easy to... like break down and like get upset and get annoyed and get like snappy with people, especially when you're hungry and you're tired and you want to shower. Like,
and they give your car away.
And then we were like, well, what are we going to do? Because we need this car to get down there and you can't fly. We didn't want to take the bus. I guess we could have. We didn't, but we would have figured it out. But just the fact that, okay, stay calm, be kind, and people usually always do want to help you.
Yeah.
But they want to help you if you're like, hey, okay, like, do you know anyone?
Can you help us? It's not your fault. Like, can you help us?
Yeah, but if you're going to be a freaking asshole and, like, you know, just, yeah, be an asshole, basically. Like, people don't want to help you.
Right.
And so, yeah, it always works out. It worked out. If we didn't get the car, we would have taken a bus. Like, we would have figured it out. Mm-hmm. But we got the car, and we drove down, and it was literally the most beautiful drive.
It was the prettiest drive. There was, like, a lot of times I had to, like, kind of, like, check myself and be like, bro, you're driving in Argentina, which... I mean, that's kind of cool in itself, right? Like, driving through another country, and it's the normal side of the road as we know it in the United States. And, you know, it was just absolutely beautiful. We drove for 3 hours, mm-hmm. and it's one of the most famous drives.
40.
I mean, it is literally stunning.
You're driving, it looks like you're driving into the Fitzroy mountain range.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing around except guanacos and ostriches.
Yeah.
Ostriches.
And foxes. Ostriches
and foxes. I mean, and again, it's funny because, like, when we think of a road trip in the States, it's like, oh, like, we'll stop at
Chick-fil-A.
Bucky. Yeah. Go to Bucky's and, like, get, like, some snacks and, like, go to the bathroom and maybe, like, some
fudge. Little Starbucks on the way.
Yeah, a little Starbucks or, like, Dunkin' Donuts or, yeah, whatever. Like, where do you want to go for lunch? You know, it's like part of the experience where, like, this, there is nothing. There is no stops, no bathrooms. There's literally not one thing until you reach the town.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Just a bunch of guanacas, which are llamas, basically.
Yeah.
They're called guanacas here.
But then it's nice because, like, there's not a lot of people on the road, right? It felt like we were just out there and we'd pass the cars here and there. But so you can easily stop, you can pull over, go to the bathroom, take pictures and stuff. But there's nothing else around. So also, like, make sure you have gas because you're
going to be screwed. Yeah, you got to make sure you're full. And also, like, there's no streetlights either. And so with all the guanacas just think the road is their, like, home.
Yeah.
And so they run across the road. And these are big animals. I mean, it's like cows just running across 95.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, insane.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dead guanacas.
Oh,
and
no.
It's kind of a Wild West kind of thing. You see them caught up in the fences.
Okay, I don't want to talk about this because I didn't see any of this.
I know, I kept driving and didn't say a word so you wouldn't see it.
Thank God I didn't see any of that because that would make me cry.
I know.
Okay, so drive was amazing. We stopped. We took pictures in the middle of the road.
We had to stop every 5 minutes for pee breaks.
I only peed, like, a couple of times.
Okay.
Like, 3 times.
You peed every time we stopped for a picture.
Well, yeah, obviously. Okay. That just goes with the territory. Like, we've been together 16 years. You know me by now. So then we made it to El Chaton, which is my favorite town in the world.
What?
I mean, it's really pretty. I don't know if it's my favorite town in the world, but, like...
You want another salami sandwich there,
okay,
buddy?
Okay, not for food.
I mean, those
beauty.
Burgers we had were the shit, though.
Yeah, they were pulsing, like...
Pulsing. That's our new thing. Please, Trav Says Podcast people, take it out into the world. Pulsing, and then you do, like, your neck pulse, if it's, like, really good, because, one, to have a pulse is good.
All cool kids are saying it.
Yeah.
It's pulsing.
It's pulsing.
I just lost my train of thought with...
Your favorite town in the world.
Not because of the food or anything, but because it's... So you're in the national park. So mm-hmm. like the Los Glaciers National Park, and the town is in the national park. Okay. So it's this tiny little town surrounded by mountains. It is absolutely beautiful. And all of the hiking trails leave from the town. Like you walk out of your hotel and there's like trails all around mm-hmm. you. So it's just, it's such a beautiful, beautiful place. I've never seen something like that before.
No, I never have either, especially with, like, the hotels, the restaurants, the cafes, and literally trailheads.
Yeah, that's
like,
it. It's a hiking town.
There's, like, camping stores and gear stores, and you can rent poles, and you can rent crampons, and you can, like, I mean, it's incredible. I've never seen a hiking town, like you said.
No, it's so different. And so I think that's, like, the biggest thing, too, from this is the Chilean side of Patagonia, because Patagonia is in both Chile and Argentina. And the Argentinian side is that they both have these big national parks, right? So the Chilean side is Torres del Paine, which is where we hike the W Trek. And then the Argentina side is the Los Glaciers. I don't know how to say it. And then, so those are like the two big main attractions. And Torres del Paine, is an hour. The closest town is Puerto Natales, and it's about an hour and a half drive. So it's a thing, right? Like, you gotta like drive into the park, and
then you're stranded.
Yeah, so it's a completely different experience. Where like the W Trek is amazing, right? And there's nothing like it, because the Argentina side doesn't have any through hikes like that that I know of, like multi-day hikes. So they're completely different, but this town, you don't have to drive anywhere. You can literally take a bus from El Calafate into El Chaitán. You don't need a car, and you can just go on a bunch of different hikes from your town.
But you also miss that from your hotel, not your town.
Whatever.
Your words. What? You're tripping.
Listen.
But
I'm delirium. Delulu.
Delulu. What was I going to say? Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I was going to say, you don't want to miss that road trip. So if you can rent a car.
It was like, nice to have your own wheels.
It was so nice to stop and take pictures. Because if you're on a bus, you're taking pictures out the bus window.
Yeah.
And like, it was nice. We literally got out, took pictures on the road. Like, standing in the middle of the road. Like, I don't know. That's pretty cool, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, it was amazing to be on our own time, our own schedule. And yeah, it was just an incredible, incredible little town. So we, what?
Can we just jump into the hike?
Yeah, that's where I was going.
So we basically, we hung out for a day, kind of chilled. We had some stuff to catch up on. We had a nice little quaint cabin-y kind of hotel. So Kim and I went to dinner, and then, we had some vino, and we sat on our couch in our hotel, and it was really nice, and had a really long conversation, and I expressed my love for travel, which made Kim very horny.
I was literally masturbating while you were talking. I'm like, tell me more. Because I've always wanted you to be like, okay, and because usually I'm the one who's like, ooh, I want to keep going, or ooh, I want to travel for the year. Ooh,
ooh, let's quit everything and just...
And travel, like, travel, travel. And like, now I almost feel like the roles are reversed, and like, you're like, dude, I want to just keep going. I want to do this. I want to go here. And I'm like literally just like, what? Like, I'm so horny listening to you talk right now. That's all I've ever wanted to hear you say. Which,
I'm
you
usually,
love traveling, but
I love traveling.
I'm
usually go with the flow. Yeah. Kim's like, we're going here, and I'm like, cool, I'm down.
Yeah.
Like, I love going, but now I have this like drive. Like, there's something now that it's taken however long since we've been traveling, but like that excitement for a new place, like getting there, exploring, not knowing where to go, new sounds, new smells, new things to do, new people to talk to. I don't know. It's just exciting. Like, and I also, it was after we had the Wander Club when I bought you those little tokens. And I got this like bug to like get more tokens. Like, I just want to experience more countries. Like, because like you said, we spent so long just going to the same ones. It didn't feel like travel anymore.
Yeah.
It just felt comfortable. Like, I mean, not too many people can say they can roll into Bangkok and feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, okay, like, I know the subway system. I know the restaurants. I know where I want to go. I know how to get around the town. I know what to expect. Like, mm-hmm. I know where to stay. Like, it doesn't feel as exciting. And that's weird because Bangkok is, like, overload, you know? And so I want to start experiencing more of that with, like, Morocco and Turkey and Istanbul and all those places that I've always wanted to go, and, like, Vietnam, and just start checking those things off the list before, you know, I get too old.
Don't say that. You're a young buck.
I know, but...
But...
We've also put our lives on, like, our live lives, like, our settled lives on hold. I think we're itching.
Yeah. I there's nothing better to me than the feeling of landing somewhere new. There really is. It, like you said, it's... Just the newness of, like, you're figuring it out. You're like, from the moment you land, like, do they take Uber? Do they have Uber? We have to get a taxi? Is there a bus? Is there a subway? Like, just the newness of it all. I love exploring a new place. Mm-hmm. And so this was really, really fun to be able to have these 10 days of just in a brand new place. Everything was new. We were alone, and we were just like, I don't know. It was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, it really was. And I, you know, so anyway.
So then we could do the hike.
Yeah, so we were laughing because there was like the end of the hike and then the beginning. But like the whole way home after the hike, we were kind of giggling at ourselves that we were this like eager beaver, like, you know, naive people. Like, we woke up at 6 o'clock, had breakfast at 6:30. We were out and about, ready to go on the hike. We had to pick up our lunches because we had lunches packed for us. We picked those up at this cool little, like, place that does box lunches for you, which your hotels do as well.
Yeah,
but
it's
this
a good
place
thing.
Was, like, really good.
That was a fucking salami sandwich.
You sure it wasn't the first one?
Yeah, I do think it was the first one.
It was the first one that...
That had so much cheese.
Before I got my
salami.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we picked up our box lunch. What was that place called?
Simple. Yeah.
And really cool. And then it's literally right before the trailhead. So we picked up our lunch, kept walking, and there's the trailhead. Completely dark, headlamps on, and we start this hike, the Fitzroy basic...
Laguna
Las Tres. Yeah. And so it's taking you to the base of, like, the Fitzroy, basically the Patagonia logo. In this beautiful alpine lake, absolutely gorgeous. And so we're on this hike, and it says it's 13.65 on all trails, you know, out and back. And so we start on this hike. We get 6 miles in, and Kim and I are just, like, stopping for pictures, and we just can't stop talking about how amazing it is. And, like, the beginning of it was a bit of an incline. It was, like, 1,300 feet of incline in the first little bit, and then after that it was just like smooth sailing, and like just the every time you turn it was just something gorgeous, like the foliage, the mountain ranges, the snow-capped mountains, the lakes, like absolutely gorgeous.
It was the most beautiful hike we've ever done.
Yeah.
And that says a lot. It really was. And we were like, this is so easy, because mm-hmm. it felt flat almost.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, this is incredible. Like, we're getting close. We're 6 miles in. Like, it's only 13 point whatever. We're almost there. Like, this was freaking easy. Like, what the heck, right?
So, it's like, it's 10 o'clock. We started at, like, 7:30, actually, on through the trailhead. And so, it's 10 o'clock. I'm like, dude, we're making such good time. And then I notice on all trails, it has the elevation. And it's literally, like... a mountain range straight up, and I'm like, where is that? Like, I don't really even understand like where that is. And so Kim and I took a break. I'm like, we got plenty of time, no big deal. So we start, and I'm like, okay, here comes the elevation. So we get started, and OMG, dude,
it was so hard.
It was literally
straight up
1850 feet of elevation in a mile and a half.
Was it even a mile and a half?
Yeah,
it was. Okay, that about killed me. It was straight up.
And it seemed like it never stopped.
You just kept looking up, and you're like, are we almost there yet? And you just weren't. You just never were.
Not even close.
Like, and I think, too, because it was unexpected. I don't know why it was unexpected. I mean, we usually get how hikes go. And, like, I knew, because we had friends who did it, and I remember them saying, like, the last stretch was tough. But I was like, maybe they just thought this was hard. I don't know. Because I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, but because I wasn't expecting that, once we were in that climb, I was like...
I kept turning around in Kim's face.
I was so mad.
She was so mad. It was hilarious.
I was just trying to survive. I was literally just trying to survive. I was on the struggle bus, and then I felt like we were almost there, and then you reached a sign that said you have another hour. An hour! Like, that's all. If it was, like, 20 minutes, you're like, okay, I can
just stood at the do side this and said, come on. Come on.
This can't be right.
Are you serious? Is that what it says on all trails? Come on. I'm like, let's just go, dude. Like, let's go.
It was like, it felt like an evil joke. And it was just, it was insane. And I don't know.
It is quite a psychosocial experiment to put a camera there. Because how many people on the way down, they're all like, seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously, because it was like so hard just getting to that point.
And you feel it's like a trick, because you feel like you're almost there, and then you reach that sign. So it's just like a mind fuck.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right.
Which is crazy. I mean, it's not an altitude, so like you can breathe fine. I mean, I never felt out of breath. It just got to a point of like your legs are feeling it, and you're just kind of over it, because it's just nonstop. There's no flat area to like just kind of like, okay, like it smooths out, go flat for a little bit, and then like gear back up again. It was just straight up.
It was crazy. And we finally got to the top.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And yes, we had the most beautiful day. I will say, as soon as we ended the W Trek, we, with all of our crazy weather, we had the most insanely gorgeous days. Sunny, warm, clear.
No wind.
No wind. Like, we got to the top and you could just see the Fitzroy Range, like, the lakes. Everything was so clear and so beautiful. We're like, this is insane.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane. And then we stopped and we sat on a rock. We had lunch. Did a little photo shoot.
Did we? Yeah.
And then Aaron...
I literally
shattered his phone.
I was taking a picture of Kim. I had her lunch in my hands to clear the space, so it was a beautiful picture. And I tried to switch hands with the phone and drop my phone, and it landed dead on a rock and just shattered my phone. And now I lost all the pictures that we took that day. I was the one taking most of the pictures and videos. Mad. So hopefully somebody in the United States can turn my phone back on somehow or get it recognized so I can like sync up to iCloud. So I don't lose all those pictures, but that was, now I've just been without a phone, which has been interesting.
It's like your whole life is on
there. I mean, it's like everything's on there, numbers and everything. And so I've had nothing, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, way down was.
Hold on. So we're at the top. We're watching dinner.
Watching dinner.
And then we're eating our lunch. On the way down, there was like three guys that had like skis on the back. Oh. They're like backpacks. I'm like, that's freaking weird. Like, where are they skiing? And then, it's like a glacier. I mean, it's in like where we're looking at the range, right? It's like a glacier. Like, you don't go over there. It's not somewhere you go, right? Like,
people climb Fitzroy. People,
yeah, like climbers, crazy freaking people, alpinists, whatever. They climb like Fitzroy, but not. You know, it's not a place, it's not a freaking ski resort, right? Yeah. And I'm like, that's weird. So then we're sitting there having lunch, and Aaron's like, there's like two people, and you could see them just
walking through mounds of snow.
I can't even imagine how deep that snow was. I can't imagine, like, I don't, like, what are they doing? Are they hiking up there to go ski? Because then you saw the ski tracks. It was insane. Like, we wanted to just sit there and watch them because I'm like, what are they doing? Where are they going? Like, who are they? Mm-hmm. You know, it just, how did they get there?
Yeah.
How did they get there is what I wanted to know.
I still don't know.
I'm so like, I don't get it. Did they swim across the lake? It's very odd.
Yeah.
So we ended up like, we wanted to watch them, but like, okay, we have to go back down.
Well, they were also going straight up. Like, you want to talk about our hike up. That was like next level up. And it took them a while. And Kim and I had been sitting up there for an hour. And so we had to go. And I don't know. I just assumed that we would double time it back down. And with the gravel, the rocks, the mud, the... Stop.
Sorry. No, keep going.
That's absolutely disgusting.
It's off now.
Kim just pulled her toenail off.
No, it's been hanging off for so long. It just came off.
God.
But it doesn't hurt.
Good.
Oh my God, babe, I don't have a toenail.
Okay.
Oh my God. This is scary.
I don't know why it's really gross.
Because I don't have a toenail.
God. I don't know why you think to pull your toenail off while you're doing the podcast.
Because it was bothering me, so then I just took a peek at it, and when I took a peek, it literally was coming off.
Go throw that away, please.
I want to look at it.
Okay.
This is... My nail always comes off when I hike.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. So it still has nail polish.
Anywho. We found ourselves being complainy complainersons, which...
On the way home?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so I have since donated my hiking shoes because they had reached... I actually realized that I had hiked over 250 miles in those things, but I think... When we were going through airport security, somebody was checking my bag or something, and they took my insoles out and threw them away. So I was just like, had no cushioning.
I doubt that.
There was no cushion in my shoes, and I would never take out my own insoles. So that's kind of weird. So anywho, feet were hurting 13, 14 miles. So we basically, there's this brewery.
Hold on.
What?
Because I wanted to say something about that.
Okay.
That the way down, was pure torture.
No, it wasn't.
And I say that.
It was not.
Yes, it was. And here's why. Because it was the hike that never ended. And you know when you reach a point, because like obviously, so you're hiking the W Trek or something, like you know, like you're just in it. Like you're in it, your mind's in it. You just kind of keep going. But like, you know, when you're on a hike and you just reach that threshold where you're like, I'm over the hike. I don't want to hike anymore. I want to be done with it. And you're just kind of over it. Like it was beautiful, which is funny because when it first started again, like when we first in the morning, we were so jolly and so happy, so naive to what was about to happen, like what we were about to.
Well, and it was all new sights and beauty that we'd never seen
and
before.
It was absolutely gorgeous, right? The entire hike.
The temperature was great.
But then you reach that point where you're just like, I'm done.
Seen it, done it, don't want to do it anymore.
And that's when that's the day my stomach started hurting and I kept feeling like I was going to throw up. And I was just like, this hike never freaking ends. It never ends. And like, I was starting to get mad at the hike. Like, this has been a theme for me. I was mad at the weather in Patagonia. I was literally just like, who made this hike? Like, this is the dumbest hike. It doesn't end. Like, you think it's ending and it's not. Like, who did this? Like, I was getting so angry at the trail.
Oh, and then, like, you come around the top and you can see El Shaltan, which, by the way, there is an L. If you guys listened to our last podcast, I said that there was no L in Shaltan. It is. I was wrong. So, anywho, you could see the town. And it just like, it was again, it was kind of like that when we talked about the last hike on the W, the last day when you can see the hotel, but like it never comes.
Yeah.
That's how it felt because we were so high and we're like, oh my God, like we still have so far to go. Ugh. And because I shattered my phone, I no longer had all trails. I had no idea how much longer. And then my watch died on the trail. So I didn't even have like a tracker to be like, oh, we have like half a mile left.
Yeah.
So it was definitely not Kim and I's best moments of, you know, usually the positivity and the, we like the grit, we like the hard, we like pushing ourselves like that, but we had reached a point, and I think, you know, we had already done the W track, you know, we were already 60 miles for the week, you know, it's like 60 miles that week, you're like, okay, I'm done, like, I'm over it.
Yeah. We did catch ourselves, because we're like, okay, we're being so freaking negative right now, like, we need to stop, because... You know, we're not about complaining, okay? Right. We like to find the positive. Like, that truly is our nature. And, like, when people complain on our trips, we're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. No, we don't.
We're like, this is a no complaining.
What we wish we could say, no.
Stop. Yeah. Stop fucking, hush your mouth.
Yeah.
Stop your complaining and be fucking grateful.
Right.
Little bitch. No. I'm just kidding. But, like, that's how I felt.
To yourself?
Yeah, like, we were just, like, nonstop. I'm like, okay, let's get this out and stop. Okay?
Yeah.
Just stop.
So then I was excited because Kim was like, you know, my stomach hurts, so I don't really care. So let's just go where you want to go. And so I just had my mind focused on the brewery burger to reward myself. Okay, that is horrible. It looks like the tip of your toe is on your knee. Like, can you please put that away? Like, just put it away.
No. I want to look at it later. Okay.
What do you want to see about it?
I'm really shook about it.
Okay.
I need to wrap my toe right now.
No, you don't.
We got to wrap this up.
We got to wrap it up.
We got to wrap this up because I got to go wrap my toe and then we got to go to Sapo.
Okay.
That didn't go.
That didn't go.
I should have said din din.
Fitzroy hike, honestly, most beautiful hike I've ever done. Super glad we did it.
It was amazing. Oh, you didn't even finish your thought. We went, we had a burger, you had a burger, just say this, and we had a beer.
I had two.
You had two, I had one, okay?
And then you puked.
And then I went home and fucking puked my dick off.
Okay.
If I had one, it would have been in the toilet. It was violent. And like, my body hurt so bad. I didn't even have that much pain on the W track, to be honest. I wasn't sore one day. Not bragging, but like I never was sore. My body didn't hurt. That was not it at all. And so after that hike, I could barely move. I couldn't even walk. Like my sciatic nerve was like, I was like stuck. I was like my whole body was stuck. And I couldn't move from this position. And so I was violently throwing up. But it hurt so bad in my sciatic nerve that I was like, like I was literally trying to hold still. It was a freaking nightmare.
I was sleeping like a baby.
Of course you were. It was It was insane, but it was an absolutely amazing, amazing day hike. Like, I'm so excited that we came to Argentina this side, because now we've done both, and I feel like if you're like, oh, which one do you like better? Again, it's completely different. Because if you want to hike the W Trek, then yeah, like, you're not going to get that here. But they're just, yeah, they're so beautiful in their own ways, and just
easy to get to.
Yeah, really,
that was like really cool that they make it so simple.
And yeah.
Then we got to see Petit Perito Moreno Glacier. Oh, yeah, that was actually really cool. Just very touristy.
Well, I think the glacier itself was more impressive than Glacier Grey. Yeah. But because it's easy to get to, there was a lot more people. That ruined it for me. Like, Glacier Grey, we were the only ones like hiking on it. We were the only ones kayaking, because it's hard to get to. So anyways, I wasn't impressed by that. But
I mean, it is the most active glacier in the world, meaning it's like breaking off but still growing, and like, it's really cool. And I think, I don't know how many people hike on it per day. The kayaks weren't going, so we couldn't actually see like where they kayak, but they do kayak up against the glacier, which is kind of cool. So we don't know, for a research trip. Uh-huh. But anyway, I really wanted to talk about our experience last night, but I don't know if we have time.
Well, it's 6:06. I have to get ready still.
We have a how long walk?
It's 15 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, just in a nutshell, I mean, we, like, we did this Argentinian experience. It was super cool. We learned a lot about the culture. We ate, we drank, we met other people. Like, it was a really fun thing to do, like, with a group of people.
It was one of the coolest experiences that had to do with cocktails and food and wine that I think I've ever done.
Sorry. I burp my stomach.
But you never burp out loud, ever.
I didn't mean to. It's because of my stomach. I've been eating, I've been drinking this bubbly water.
Okay. Con gas?
Con gas. If you don't know, you don't know. If you know,
we want to start a company called Con Gas.
That means with gas.
Yeah. Which is going to be Kim's face.
Dude,
because all she does is burp and fart now. It's like,
I have a tummy ache. Okay. So we are leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, going home.
Flying home.
Oh, God.
I will say that we have a pit stop before we get back to West Virginia, so make sure to follow us on Instagram to see where we're going.
It's really not exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting. How dare you?
Okay.
For one specific reason I can think of. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, I mean, two.
Wow. Wait till you... Wow. Okay. Anywho.
Two reasons,
I will say... But,
I mean, we did find out while we were on the W Trek, or actually when we got to El Chalton, that our Jeep has bit the dust is no longer with us.
I can't. Like, so I can't even...
We have to buy a new car when we get home, which...
We've been having, like, a lot of issues with our Jeep, and, like... We had it looked at. They couldn't, like, the guy was a freaking quack. Couldn't find...
$1,000 later.
And then before we left for Patagonia, we're like, okay, let's just drop it off at Jeep. And... The dealership. And, like, have them look at it while we're gone. So, like, they can fix it, you know, while we're gone. And it'll be ready when we get home. And anyways, yeah, there's, like, so much damage to our engine that it's, like... They say it will cost so much money to fix, and
over what it's worth.
But what it's really, really sucks is that our Jeep was almost paid off, and like, yeah. I'm just so freaking pissed off about it.
I know.
Anyways, but we're heading home tomorrow, and I will say, like, I'm ready to head home. Like,
yeah,
I've had such an amazing trip, but like, I'm ready to go back into my work routine, my workout routine, my food routine, like, yeah, being my own. Home, wake up with my own coffee, and just like be back in my routine. Like, I thrive in my routine.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I'm really excited to go home.
Me too.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we'll leave it at that, because we
gotta
get ready.
Cut me off.
Well, I mean, I gotta get ready too. I'm sitting in my skivvies. So,
okay, guys, well, we will see you over on the gram at Kim and Aaron G, which, why do we have a G? So dumb. We're going to drop it, hopefully, one day. But Kim and Aaron G, follow along to see what Aaron is not excited about. And when you find out, you are going to be pissed.
I'm going to be pissed?
So there, because
oh, my God. Okay.
El Niño Malo goes to a bad boy bed.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to go.
All right. We'll see you later, Gators.
We'll see you from the U.S. next time.
Hell yeah.
Bye. Oop. My pulses.